Okay, let's step off into hour number two. With little doubt, the immediate destiny of our planet is quite clearly in the hands of evil. Some people call it Satanism. Some people call it the dark side. Some people call it, well, whatever you want, fill in the blank. It is, according to Tim Riefat, Satanism. No question about it. Tim and I were discussing this issue the other day. It's not human by any standard that I recognize. It's almost as if it's an off-planet intelligence that has somehow taken over, walked in on some of these people, or simply is here in human form, which could easily be done. But anyway, Tim wanted to come on the program and talk about Satanism tonight, which is rather all-inclusive when it comes to trying to essay and delineate what the particular essence of evil is on the planet. And certainly the word Satanism works as well as any. So let's go over to England now, to Brighton, and see how Mr. Riefat is in the middle of the night. Hello, Tim, and welcome back.
Hello, Jeff. Thanks for having me on.
My pleasure, sir. We are in the hands of evil. I don't see any way to wrest control away from it without a major catastrophe, which is probably what evil would like. The plans, of course, are quite clear that three-quarters to, 80-90% of the world's population is to be removed. Of course, they won't do it in one fell swoop. They'll make lots of money while they're doing it. But all this has been written about. It's quite clearly stated. The Georgia Guidestones, we could go on and on. Anyway, let's hear what you have to say about this issue.
Well, I got interested in the occult because originally I got in touch with Jeff Rentz because I was writing a book and had been practicing remote viewing, which in 1997 was a hot topic. Now it's old news. And I got into all the military remote viewing and remote influencing and scanning, which is going into people's minds. But, the military in America was also interested in Egyptian occultism. Mm-hmm. And we know that the American military is deeply satanic. We had Aquino doing pedophile sex operations for the he was a lieutenant colonel, I think, in the U.S. military, carrying out satanic practices on the U.S. military bases to actually gauge the efficacy of pedophile sex murder on initiating remote influencing. And to the uninitiated, remote influencing is, for example, a U.S. military operative sitting down, projecting his thoughts at you and making you do something or making you feel ill or potentially, which gets the Pentagon generals very, very happy, making you drop dead, which is called remote killing. And Jeff's had loads of guests talking about this U.S. program. But I was fascinated to find out that the ruling body of the U.K., called the Rothschilds, have been deeply into not modern-day psychic warfare, but old-time occultism, black magic, which seems rather strange, because why should the richest, most powerful cabal family on the planet
right.
be absolutely dedicated to Satanism, occultism, black magic, unless, of course, it had some basis in fact. And when we go back and look into history, we find that the Rothschild cabal is just copying exactly a body of people who ruled the financial world and basically owned everything many centuries ago, called the Knights Templar. And the Knights Templar were a body of so-called Christian knights who were based in Malta, hence the Knights of Malta, which the Queen gives as honors to her servants. And these Knights Templar owned the entire Western world at the time. This was after the fall of the Roman Empire.
These are, what could we call them? Pre-Zionists, in a way?
No, they were the Christian Satanists.
Well, they had the same overlay, though. Total control.
They had exactly the same agenda, and they were fixated on winning back a place called, guess what, Palestine. We know the Knights Templar were the original Zionists, and we know they were not Jews, because at the time, Jews were less than dogs. You could stone a Jew to death, and in fact, they lived in ghettos and were seen as the worst kind of filth, because they had killed Christ on the cross. And as you can imagine, in those times, the killers of Christ were seen as awful. And the only places they were safe and could practice freely their Talmudic Babylonian practices were what's called the Moorish the Moorish Empire, the Islamic Empire. So the Muslims were the only place where the Jews could actually live in peace. In Christendom, they were persecuted, purged, killed, and there were special days where you could stone them, because they were vile, they had killed Christ. And the Knights Templar did all the owned all the banks, and they drove Christendom to retake a country called Palestine, and then the Knights Templar then set themselves up in Palestine. Mm-hmm. They were fixated on the place in Jerusalem, and it was only when the Muslims drove them out of Palestine that they made their new base in Malta. And they actually were found to be the dedicated core of Satanists. So we have Satanists running the banks, dedicated to owning and controlling Palestine. Does that ring any bells to you, Jeff?
It does, yes.
And now what happened was the Pope eventually got fed up of them torturing to death children because they were into paedophile torture murder to use the blood for black magic rituals.
Right.
And the Pope and the King of France had a purge. They were all their lands and banks were seized. They were tortured to death, and a small number of survivors, a tiny number, went to a place called Scotland and set up Scottish Rite Masonry. And Satanism then basically died out, apart from this small cabal in Scotland who produced Scottish Rite Masonry, and whose members of the Scottish Rite Masons today are a person called Gordon Brown, Godwin, the former head of the Royal Bank of Scotland, the head of the Bank of Scotland, the new executives of the Bank of Scotland, a Scot called Tony Blair, and a large number of Labour MPs are Scottish, all of whom are Scottish Rite Freemasons. We found then that with the death of Satanism, Christian Satanism, the only revenants of it were, as I say, in Scotland, which grew into Scottish Rite Freemasonry. So all that was left was the servants of the Templars, who had been used in Muslim countries, called the Talmudic Jews. And these Talmudic Jews then copied the Knights Templars' banking system. They were deeply dedicated to Satanism because, of course, they think Christ is vile. They actually, according to the Talmudic Jews, they hung Christ and tortured him to death, and then he's in the Jewish hell, being burnt to death by boiling semen. That's for the Talmudic Babylonian Talmud. So, of course, we find that all that happened was that the Satanism went into the Jewish quarter, protected by the Muslims, and it didn't. It slowly grew, but it was only with the remit of Amschel Rothschild. From the Red Shield, in the occult, the North Altar is for black magic. It's denoted in occult symbolism by a shield, and red, of course, is the blood which you spill on the altar. So we find that the modern day Zionists, who are now Jews in the main, are actually just copying the Knights Templar, the Christian Satanists who were wiped out by the Pope. And it's strange that recently the Pope has withdrawn his excommunication of the Knights Templars, and last year, I think it was in the Telegraph, a leading firm of accountants was acting for a hidden party, trying to recruit new Knights Templars. So they're trying to begin the creation of the Knights Templars again.
Well, the stage is pretty crowded with players of all stripes now. I don't know if there's room for them, but it's an interesting idea. Let's resurrect the Knights Templar. Are there any left, Tim? We come back and answer that question. Are there any pockets of them that can trace their lineage back? Back in just a minute with Tim Riefat as we talk about Satanism and the planet Earth. Back with Tim in England. Any Knights Templars left, Tim?
We've got, as I say, the Scottish Rite Freemasons, who Gordon Brown. We've got one of them visiting your Obama today.
Not mine.
He's one of the new generation. Now, why is it that the Knights Templar and the Rothschilds have been fixated on a place called Palestine and Jerusalem? It's because the energy body of the planet has certain spots which are conducive to different things. And, for example, we've got that the assemblage point, the place of controlling the planet is over the UK. The death spot is Yellowstone. And Palestine is actually the dreaming spot where you can actually go into the biophysical realm. Now, we go completely to science, because if the Templars and the Rothschilds use this satanic science to make themselves the richest, most powerful people in the world, then obviously they were onto a sophisticated science, which they hide from the mainstream simply by not telling them about it. It derives from Egyptian, Babylonian, back, they say, to Atlantean and Lemurian type of technology. But be that as it may, I've looked at it, and what we find is that 96% of the universe is composed of dark matter, 23% dark matter, and 73% dark energy, which, according to physicists, we can't see, but actually is the majority of the universe around us. And we know that if there is dark energy matter, then it could have denizens, it could have beings that inhabit it, and these could be the supernatural spirits, the demons which Satanists consort with, and who can influence the minds of people to get them to do something. Now, if you're in the banking industry, the ability to make people buy things, for example, houses, daffodils, or oil, stocks and shares, is... and the ability to make them afraid so they stop buying it, would give you a huge advantage in the world of finance. So you can see why Satanism is vital to bankers, and all the bankers in the world are actually Satanists, because all of the British bankers, high level, are Scottish Rite Freemasons who practice Satanism. We find that the royal family of Britain are dedicated Satanists. Prince Charles is Camilla is a dolly mop. That's basically the Babylonian whore that's used in rituals. Her grandmother used to be the consort of the grandfather of Prince Charles.
Mm-hmm.
We know that dolly mop sexual energy is used in Satanism a lot. Why? Well, it's because sexual energy actually is used to, if you want to make a reality, it's the glue. It's the thing that glues the thing you wish to bring about together. Which the fancy name for that's called the agglutinizing force.
Hmm.
And we also know that in quantum mechanics, you've got quantum wave functions, which are collapsed by something, and physicists said, first of all, it was just the observer that collapsed it, but I've come up with something called hyperinfinity, call it something which causes quantum wave functions to collapse, and if it was to make something collapse, you'd find it present in things that basically don't rot, for example, bones, crystals, stone obelisks,
right.
And the most the element with the most hyperinfinity is an element called iron, and this iron is found in the hemoglobin of blood. So actually, slitting the throats of young children who've got the most life force, agglutinizing force, after you've had sex with them, will release a large amount of this agglutinizing force to bind together the quantum wave function, and the iron in their blood, because the blood spilt on the stone of the altar, the red shield, the shield being the north position in an occult ritual, will then collapse the quantum wave function. So we see that the Templars and the Rothschilds have been using mumbo jumbo, but they actually realized the full nature of quantum mechanics and have been using occult rituals to actually collapse quantum wave functions, which produces realities, to produce basically the reality they want. So we now see why all these bankers are going around buggering children, slitting their throats, and all these children are disappearing. And we find in Britain that the government protects paedophiles, and disappeared children cease to exist in America.
Well, it has for centuries.
Exactly. But we now see the reason why. They don't do it simply because they enjoy having sex with children. They do it because children have the most life force.
I see.
And that the blood built on the stone actually collapses the quantum wave function to bring their reality into being.
Huh. Well, wow. Pretty dark stuff, folks, but it's been around for centuries.
I'm not making up, but, you know.
No, I've read about this for years.
For years. Now you understand why they do it.
Yep. All right. Tim Riefatt and I will continue in just a few minutes. Glad you're along. Okay, and we're back with with Tim Riefat talking about pretty dark stuff, but that is the nature of the world as it is currently being controlled and manipulated. And it's not a very pretty sight.
No,
Tim, go ahead.
So we've explained why they get up to all their rituals at Bohemian Grove and why they have a predilection for children, because they've got the most life force. Now the Templars took the ritual from the tactical level, which is taking a few children in the dungeon and slitting their throats after raping them, to the next level, which is the strategic level. And of course, if you're going to do a giant ritual, what's the thing you really want to do the most if you're a Satanist? Well, it's, you know, have as much money and power as possible. So the Templars did was go away from gold, silver, and copper coins into bits of paper, which said they could be exchanged for a certain amount of gold and silver. And the Rothschilds, who are the survivors of the first purge of Satanists, followed this and produced something called fiat money, paper money, or as I call it, toilet paper. Now, of course, they set up their banking operation in a place called Threadneedle Street because of their Satanists, and Christ said that a rich man has as much chance of getting into heaven as a camel, as you would have threading a camel through the eye of a needle. Hence, Threadneedle Street, because the Rothschilds are devout Satanists and they like having their jokes. And so you'll find that British paper money, of course, has Threadneedle Street emblazoned all over it. They have another joke in that the back of the £20 note has about pin manufacturer, which sends a great chuckle because seven million angels dance on the eye of a pin. And of course, instead of 7 million angels, when you accept their IOU of your own free will, of your own hyperinfinity, you accept that you will produce 7 million demons for them. And when, of course, you accept the paper money with the Threadneedle Street on, then, of course, you accept that you will thread the camel through the eye of the needle, so that the evil people can go to heaven, enjoy all the joys in life. So basically what we've got is a magical ritual where they do all the evil and you are scapegoated for that evil by accepting their IOU, their ritual, which says you are damned by accepting this piece of paper. And they, of course, change real money, which is gold and silver, into this diabolical toilet paper, where you're not actually accepting wealth, but you're accepting debt. And as we can see writ large, the bankers are all about not giving us money, but they're about giving us debt. And actually, the occult ritual, which is embodied in this paper, is actually just doing that. And as you can see on a grand scale, what are the bankers giving to us, Jeff? They're giving to us unpayable debt. Now, why would they choose paper? Well, it's not quite as simple as that, because all these satanic rituals have and the druids did it in woods with trees. And why? Well, because trees are gateways into the dark energy matter realm, but by making wood paper, wood pulp paper, you can actually, within the paper, you can make a dark energy matter portal so that you can actually possess people via the toilet paper. Which might seem strange, but remember, these people believe it, and it works, because they are the richest people in the world, and it worked for the Knights Templar, so the Rothschilds have just done it again. We've also got within British money a thread, threading through the eye of the needle, this strip, I don't know if you got it in American dollars, which is there. It's also an RF tracking device as well, but that's by the by. So there's, we've also got the pyramid on the money. We've also got the energy body, the soul of the person. If you look on a £50 or a £20 note, you'll see this oval white egg, which denotes the soul. So basically, you're selling your soul by accepting their IOU. So as an occultist, if I give to you a piece of paper which has all the occult symbolism saying you've sold your soul, you've threaded the camel through the eye of the needle, which of course is the obelisk, which you find in Washington, you find in Paris and London, and some of these obelisks actually have a hole at the top where you know, you're supposed to thread the so-called camel. If you accept this, then in occult science, you actually do accept the debt, and you lose all your wealth, and you get a massive amount of debt.
Right.
And even if you say, well, the Rothschilds have just conned us through a giant Ponzi scheme called capitalism into having an unmanageable debt, and we'll be in slave camps for forever to pay off this 1.5 quadrillion, you from their point of view, they say, no, it's the magical ritual which has actually influenced your minds and made you believe in our long con, because no one's seen through the con. Even now, we've got Obama, and we've got this Satanist Gordon Brown, Scottish Rite Freemason, descendant of the Knights Templar, trying to sell us these rescue plans and saying that we must pump endless amounts more money to pay these debts, when the simple fact is, if you weren't under the evil spell of the Satanist, you say, let the banks collapse totally, all the shareholders gone, we're just going to pay the depositors, and all the rest is gone.
Right.
You've just lost it. End of
right.
story. It's easy.
Right.
We're going to guarantee the depositors, and everything else is gone. But of course, with the satanic spell, all of the people in the West and the world are actually giving themselves an infinite debt to pay, which they can never pay. And can you tell me why people would do that? Could there be remote influence, or as the Satanists say, a magic spell that actually makes them accept damnation?
Could also be delivered through any of the electronic media, the electronic power grid, and certainly the coming of digital TV was going to give them a thousandfold more opportunities to do all kinds of things that will influence and control human behavior, attitude, emotional and physical well-being. So it's all coming, and a lot of it's already here. Be right back with Tim. Tim. All right, Tim, let's move this fast forward to some kind of a conclusion. What are we going to do about this, if anything? And maybe we can't do anything
about
it.
We're following the satanic plan. We now see why there has to be a depression, because their occult ritual actually has brought about a depression. So we know the satanic bankers have been working towards a depression.
Mm.
Now, after that, we have these dark energy matter beings, these demons which the Rothschilds and the Satanists seem to worship, and we know that in order to collapse quantum wave functions, we need something called hyperinfinity, which is the iron in the blood. But of course, blood is made in the marrow, in the bones, so the bones actually are the repository in humans of this hyperinfinity. So if you wish to, as the Satanists wish to, put the demons into bodies, which is basically kick out your soul and put in another soul, then you have to burn a lot of bones, spill a lot of blood, in order to allow this giant ritual after the Depression. You need this giant ritual to spill a lot of blood, burn a lot of bones, which was started, for example, in Dresden.
That was a huge sacrifice of humanity.
Yeah, only half a million. But if we can get into the billions, then the Satanist Rothschilds and
they're
going to
be so high they won't know how to handle themselves.
Are doing the ritual, and according to people like Tex Mars, etc., they wish to put 200 million demons, dark energy matter beings, into humans. So we see that why would they want to do this? Well, they would then have these devils, demons, dark energy matter beings, if you're a scientist like myself, in human bodies, who would actually act for the elite. The elite, actually, one can posit, are these beings in the first place. They're not actually human, because the satanic rituals they go through drives out the human part of them and allows them to be possessed so they can do these satanic things in the first place, which is what the Abramelin ritual, which a cultist spends 6 months doing, is all about, to, you know, make yourself a magus.
Right.
So, of course, you need to spill loads of blood and vaporize and blow up loads of bones. They've started it, of course, 5 million in Iraq and Afghanistan. But one knows that the end result of this ritual is World War III, where you sacrifice millions. Israel's got hundreds of nuclear
millions
weapons.
Millions would be more than that. We lost 50 million in World War II. This one's going to be a lot more productive.
Exactly. And you can see now why not only do they want war, but they're using war as an occult ritual to possess humans and allow these dark energy matter vermin to push out the souls of humans and put themselves in there. It's called possession. You know, if you've seen The Exorcist, etc., and you might not believe in it, but the Rothschilds and the Satanists certainly do believe in it. And as you can see, the ability to kick out the soul of people and put in a possessing demon,
right,
allows you to rule very nicely, because everyone's reading from the same prayer sheet. Antichrist prayer sheet.
Mm-hmm.
So what we've got in the banking community of the Rothschilds and the Scottish bankers, who were all run by Gordon Brown, and the European bankers from the black nobility, who of course are dedicated Satanists, is a cabal of Satanists who are running an insane agenda, which involves the Depression and World War III. And from your point of view, geopolitically, it is just to enrich themselves and for them to conquer the world. But from their point of view, it's to actually kick out the souls of humanity and just use humanity,
mm-hmm,
as the vehicles, so that these dark energy matter beings and strange energy matter beings, which are explained on my website, have vehicles to enjoy the real world, because it's something that these beings are non-physical. So the thing they crave the most is being able to go around in a human body, have sex, kill people,
right,
eat people, those sort of things.
Well, they're kind of jumping back into an emotional paradigm and all the hormonal issues, which they have apparently left behind to some degree in their so-called evolution.
And now you can see why HD television, the fluoride, these vaccines, and various other microwaves, etc., which damage the mind of humans, would make them much easier to possess. So, I just wanted to do a program from the Rothschilds' point of view, because I know I'm a close friend of the Rothschilds, and I know they'd like me to reveal all their secrets and what their agenda. So, of course, as a special favor to the Rothschilds, I just thought I'd give you the worldview, not from your point of view, Jeff, but from the point of view of the Satanist bankers who own most of the West and have an agenda which...
Right.
Includes a Depression and a World War III, which isn't simply just to enrich themselves and make them rulers of the world, but from the Satanist agenda to actually use the human body in order for dark energy matter, demons, you call them in old-fashioned language, to be able to walk the earth and enjoy themselves, which would require a huge blood ritual on a scale where simply slitting the throats of a few children in a dungeon, which might put one demon in one body, for example, to produce one member of the royal family, you'd have to do it on a massive scale if mm-hmm. you're going to have hundreds of millions of
demons. The plans are there, as you know. They're already
going to
happen tomorrow.
And the end result is actually to evict humanity from the earth and just have the Rothschilds in command of these bodies, which they use for their demons as vehicles. And if any humans are left, they'll just be used there as torture slaves for magic rituals in the camps. So this is what the Rothschilds are actually planning. And I know it sounds insane, but if you look at the facts, what they're doing, it fits perfectly. And it was just, I just thought I'd stray from geopolitics into the Rothschilds field so that the Christians in America know that Obama and Gordon Brown have an agenda which fits perfectly into the worldview of the Christians in America. It's just they're on the other side. And
the dumb public will never figure it out. Obama's ratings after his first 6 weeks are now at an all-time high amongst the idiocracy of populace.
Exactly. And even though his war in Afghanistan's failed and his efforts to make Pakistan a nice Zionist state have backfired today, and the world economy is 1.5 quadrillion down the drain, and Israel's ready to nuke Iran. All this must be seen not as failure, Jeff, but actually the Rothschild agenda succeeding.
No, it's running according to plan, as far as I can tell.
Yeah. So I just wanted to do it as a favor to the Rothschilds, just telling the public that the Satanist plan of the Rothschild is going according to plan. And luckily, no one believes in the occult except the American military, who are doing massive Manhattan projects on psychic warfare,
yeah,
of course.
All true.
And the Russians and the Chinese and the Israelis and the British. But, of course, for the common man, it doesn't exist. But for the military, this is the cutting edge of new warfare, the ability to influence minds, for example, having nuclear submarines collide in the Atlantic would be useful, or getting your enemy to, make a mistake and attack a country which, would lead to its death. You can see the ability to influence minds is the new battlefield of the Pentagon. But it's not really the new battlefield, because the Rothschilds have been there, seen that, done that, and it's just they've convinced their generals now of, the efficacy of Satanism, and we've got a dedicated cadre of Pentagon generals who are trying to implement these satanic rituals on a vast scale, which is called Iraq, Afghanistan, and we've got my bosom buddy, who's a deep friend, a close friend of the Rothschilds, Netanyahu, ready to implement it on a gigantic scale against the horrid Muslims, who, of course, were the reason that the Jews survived the Christian purges. So one can see the death of all these Muslims from the cosmic view as karma punishing the Muslims for protecting the Jews, who became the Rothschilds, who took over basically the world and unleashed ultimate evil on the planet. So everything has a reason, even though it might be non-commonsensical. And I'm just glad that the moral majority in America are worshipping Satan, even though, for example, Southern Presbyterians, for Israel, an oxymoron. But we can see now that the Christians in America, of their own free will, have become a Satanist and are following the Rothschild agenda. That's why the Rothschilds fund a lot of churches in America. So it's just to have a good laugh at the stupid people who don't believe in Satanism, though the elite, all the bankers, are dedicated to it. And these Masonic temples, for example, in simple, physics, occult physics, just three spaces where they twist you through 90 degrees and allow the soul to be linked up with these dark energy matter beings. So there's a whole range of science which is unavailable to the public, unless you want to look on my website. Then I give the Rothschild secrets free because the Rothschilds wish me to give all their secrets out.
Well, you're doing a fine job.
And the same next time it will be back to simple geopolitics. So this was a special favor to the Rothschilds.
Well, Tim, I'm sure the congratulatory and messages of thanks will be pouring in.
A case of Chateau Rothschild's coming my way.
I hope so. Thank you, my friend.
And thanks for having me on, Jeff.
My pleasure. Good night. Bye. Tim Refat. All right.